Dreamers and those displaced by Hurricane Maria piled into Congressman Jim Himes' office in Bridgeport on Tuesday. They want Himes to push Congress to give more aid to Puerto Rico and to secure a clean DREAM Act. WSHU's Ann Lopez reports the Democratic congressman told the group that getting both done won't be easy.
Himes assured the group he would fight for a fair federal aid package to help Puerto Rico recover. But he said getting a clean DREAM Act wasn't going to happen. Himes said he needed their input on what type of DREAM Act they would accept.
Assuming, and I think we'll be lucky to see any sort of DREAM Act, assuming that we see a DREAM Act, what DREAM Act is too ugly to justify a moral yes vote? And I tried to give them an example. You know, what if there's money for the wall? What if there's money for deportation? So really that's about trying to involve them in the decision that I may have to make sometime in the coming weeks.
Wendy Cardenas is with Make the Road Connecticut. She's a DACA recipient and her family is from Peru. Cardenas said she and the rest of the activists realize they're not likely to get a clean DREAM Act.
We know that, like, it's realistic, but we understand that the people in power, you know, they have the power to do something. They have a power to keep voting no, you know, something like, you know, the wall keeps coming up, like the money for border security and all that, but we want something to happen this year, you know.
Cardenas said right now she's scared because her future is uncertain. Himes said people living in limbo because of their immigration status like Cardenas make him desperate to vote for a DREAM Act, but he wants it to be one that they can live with. Ann Lopez, WSHU News.